House lawmakers are set to vote this week on a Republican-sponsored bill that would stiffen residency requirements for voters who register in the month before an election. That bill has already cleared the state Senate, and Governor Chris Sununu has expressed his support. But Democrats have called the bill unnecessary, saying it would create barriers for eligible voters. Representative Barbara Griffin is a Republican from Goffstown. She is chair of the House Election Law Committee, and she joins us in studio now. Good morning.
Good morning.
For those not familiar with the issue, can you remind us what this will mean for voters who register in the weeks before an election?
Sure. This has to do with what a voter has to do to establish they're properly voting at the polling place they appear at on voting day. But before I go into the details of that, I think it's important to remember that there are multiple requirements for anybody to vote. And they have to do with being 18 years of age or older, being a United States citizen, being the person who you are when you present yourself to the poll. And then what we're talking about here today with Senate Bill 3, whether you're domiciled in the area that your polling place covers.
So specifically, what some of the revisions that were made in this bill in the House, that what were the most significant changes as the bill went through the process?
Well, there are a number of changes that occurred in the bill as it went through the process. The opponents will point out that it's a multi-page bill. So, of course, as more eyes look at it, things change. But some of the things that changed in regards to this was how the local officials will follow up with registrants and the information they provide. Initially, the bill had some requirements that could be construed as mandatory in regards to actions that had to be taken by local officials, and that has been changed in the House version that will be presented on the floor this week. There are a series of suggested avenues that local officials can take, or local officials, when someone hasn't provided the information or the information they've provided hasn't panned out, is able to turn that information over to the Secretary of State's office.
Is that a big shift in responsibility for that office?
I would say no, because your supervisors of the checklist on the local level are responsible for maintaining the voter checklist. And while the paperwork they have might change, their ultimate responsibility is to ensure the integrity of their checklist as to the voters in that community. So I don't think that the responsibility has changed. Some of the tasks may have changed, but I think that happens in all of us in our daily jobs.
Whether the enforcement happens on the local level or at the Secretary of State's office, is there more money needed for enforcement here?
There are bills going through the House and Senate right now that relate to money for enforcement. This year, there is money in a budget that's being considered for the Attorney General's office to add to their current halftime position for election law enforcement. There is also a bill that is being considered in regards to the Secretary of State's office having additional resources or additional duties in regards to follow-up.
Governor Sununu and others have repeatedly said that they've seen no evidence of widespread fraud here in the state. So why is this necessary?
Well, every time I talk to somebody about this issue, they characterize the fraud slightly different. What you've quoted is regards to allegations of widespread fraud. I guess the issue is any fraud acceptable? And I think I actually agree with Hillary Clinton, who has said that voting is the most precious right of every citizen, and we have a moral obligation to ensure the integrity of our voting process. In New Hampshire, making sure that any fraud does not occur is incredibly important. We have more elections than any other state in the nation. We also have elections that are incredibly close. We have ties. Recently, there was an election decided by the toss of a coin, and we have routinely multiple elections that are decided by less than 10 votes. So when you're talking about multiple elections every year, hundreds of elections every year, and races that are decided by less than 10 votes routinely, I would suggest to you that any fraud is not acceptable for a process that should be.
But the instances of fraud that have been talked about have been, I mean, we're talking in the single numbers here over the years, haven't we? I mean, there's no evidence that we've had real voter fraud in the state.
Well, there have been successful prosecutions after every general election, and I have a number of examples of those. One of the issues that has come forward and why I believe this bill is appropriate is when the domicile affidavit that is being replaced was originally enacted, there was a process set up where letters were sent in follow-up to people who signed these affidavits. And we literally have thousands of these letters sitting on desks that have not been looked into or followed up on. And the reality it is a little bit like locking your house after you've been burgled. So what we're looking for is trying to improve that process.
Representative Barbara Griffin, a Republican from Goffstown, and we thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.